when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio listeners out there. No matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the world, I'd like to welcome you back to the radio station here. Like I said, this is Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio and Sam Bushman. Matter of fact, I had a long talk with old Sam yesterday. I know he listens. Like I said, if you're in the radio business, you don't want to get a phone call from Sam because there's always one of two things, and they're never good. Is either he's needing money or we got a complaint. But it wasn't bad. Oh, it wasn't all bad. We didn't have too many complaints, and which is good. But it was about money. We've come to the end of the year, and we'll start our contract anew. It's the first week of January, but we're in pretty good shape there. Thanks to our donors, thanks to our precious listeners, we're good to go on our. We'll take care of Sam. I call him Sam, the radio star. Johnny Radio. Anyway, people, like I said, to repeat myself, this is Blood River Radio, Eddie Bombardier Miller. The date is December the 21st. And if you're ever our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, there's no name under the sun in which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. And before I forget, I'm thinking there's going to be a strong possibility we'll be taking off next week. I've got family obligations. I need to go see CW, and I need to see my last remaining uncle who's bumping at 100. And I'm sure other people might like a break. So it's not for sure, but I'm thinking we will. Anyway, I just want to get that in there before I forget to tell you people. People, as you know, this is a Christian radio show, and we always start with a prayer. So if you will, bow your heads just for a second, and I'll say the old Blood River Radio prayer. We go to give our honor to Almighty God. Almighty God, thank you so much for looking down and taking care of Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio and our whole crew. I'd like to thank you for protecting us against the enemies that we fight against nonstop, day in and day out. There's nothing that they would love more than to take us down. But, oh Lord, you have prevented that. You most certainly have. And I'd like to thank you for that. I'd like to thank you for keeping all of us healthy and safe. And I'd like to ask you to please continue to give us the ammunition we need to fight your enemy, Satan. And that ammunition is wisdom and discernment to know who the enemy is. And we know who that is without a shadow of a doubt. To give us the wisdom, discernment, and the smarts to know how to fight that enemy best. Because we are greatly outnumbered and outgunned by that guy. And also, last but not least, matter of fact, most important of all, give us that most rare of all ingredients. Give us the guts, the raw guts, the raw pit bull guts and courage to charge toward the enemy gunfire without hesitance, without not one bit of hesitation. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, we also, as you know, if you listen very long, we always go straight to the donors. And we've had several this week. I'm not surprised since it's December. We have dear Miss Buddy. That's not her real name, but until the day I die, Miss Buddy will always, I'll always call her Miss Buddy. She was Mr. Buddy Kirtland's wife. She's now his widow. Mr. Buddy died. We went to his memorial service on my birthday, as a matter of fact, on April the 6th of this year. Me and my dear brother co-host, Gene Andrews, I'm very proud to say we were the only two people outside that area, outside the Mennonite church, that were invited over there. And then they took us and gave us a magnificent dinner after the memorial service. But anyway, Miss Buddy gave us a really nice donation this past week. Thank you so much, Miss Buddy. You're precious to me. And also, oh, Ken, Big Ben Ken of Lynbrook, New York. He's just like clockwork. He sent in a nice donation this week. So thank you so much, Ken. Man, I tell you what, it'd be put to good use. And also, oh, Jimmy, we send each other stuff all the time, funny stuff over the internet, over text messages and stuff. Jimmy from Washington State, our old buddy out there, he's been a staunch supporter from the get-go. And I'd like to thank you so much, Brother Jimmy. And also, we got my sister, little Janice Hamblin. She sent her donation. And she's also like clockwork. She donates all this. She donates every single quarter. She is the property of, I used to call him the Bearded Wonder. She's the property of Brother Rich Hamblin. Rich is one of the guys. If y'all listened in long, you'll know Rich was the one that he drove the vehicle. I've traveled to... up to, oh, where was that place up here in Tennessee on the other side of Nashville? Doesn't matter where it was. Cookeville. I drove to Cookeville, Tennessee, and that was back in August the 11th when I drove up there, spent the night in Cookeville, and they came by and got me, they being Rich, Gene Andrews, Matt Goodwin, and Simon Rose of South Africa. They came and picked me up in Cookeville, and we went on to Charlottesville, Virginia, where the next day, the 17th of August, of the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012. We, 2017, we fought the Battle of Charlottesville. To this day, to this very day, that was the number one program ever put out by Liberty News Radio and the Political Cesspool. And yours truly did that. I'm very proud of that. Matter of fact, we crashed the servers. We had so many listeners that night. That still stands as the record broadcast from there. Anyway, people, those were the donors, and I'd like to thank them so very much, because we couldn't have possibly made our contract coming up in a couple of weeks. In fact, I talked to old Sam yesterday. I told him, hold off, buddy. We're getting it there. We'll get you that check there. Anyway, people, let's see. What do we got here? We got a quick outline of tonight. We have old Tennessee Ben. He's all 29 years old of him. And he's in tonight. He sent me a picture of his girlfriend. And I'm telling you what, she is mighty fine looking. I'm telling you. I tell you what, old Ben, he better be careful or some dude like shoot him out of the saddle, man, because he better treat that young lady nice. And she says she has a good history. She likes the Sieg Heil, so you know we got to keep her. And anyway, let's see. What else was I going to say? I had another note here somewhere. Anyway, we're going to be on. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kennedy assassination, JFK assassination. We're a little bit late on that. It happened in November, right before Thanksgiving. And in 1963, I remember just like it was yesterday, I was in study hall at Lawview Junior High. I was in the ninth grade, I believe it was. 10th grade, right around there.
Well,
I
was just an imagination at that point in time. Matter of fact, I don't even know if my parents were but children at that point in time.
Well, I tell you what, I've got witnesses to prove where I was, so they cannot stick it on me. I guarantee you. But I remember like yesterday, and it was very emotional, I'm telling you. It certainly was. He did some good things, but he did a lot of bad things. He pissed the Jews off, that's for sure. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about a lot of other loose end things to connect that, to connect with it. Also, if I can get my laptop, I got a brand new laptop. Here it is. It's up. I can't wait to read this article about how Vladimir Putin is reviving anti-Semitism in Russia. I think he took a page out of our playbook because he named the Jew. He really did. Jared Taylor could take a page out of Putin's playbook in our playbook and wise up and start naming the real enemy. Oh, one last thing, too. This guy, Phil, what's his name? Phil Williams, Phil, the star reporter for the Nashville news station, who went up there and he interviewed Jared Taylor. We might cover this a little bit. He interviewed Jared Taylor, the sissy-ass Jared Taylor. Well, and Jared Taylor dropped the ball, of course. I invited the guy several times to come on our radio show, and I told him that he didn't have a pair at all if he wouldn't come on. I've yet to hear from that chicken shit. Anyway, be right back, folks.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. I went a bit long on that first segment there. Up there, probably. I hope I didn't talk through the break. But anyway, like I said, we got old Ben, Tennessee Ben, in today. He's going to help me out, and I'm going to start off the ball rolling a little bit. Oh, before I forget though, I would like to. I think I neglected to talk about my buddy Micah from Communist Maryland. He sent in a donation too. I don't think I've read his name. And you know what? I get mixed up on when they do this stuff, because my excuse, people. I can always play not only the veterans card, but I can play the old people's card too. But anyway, I was going to come back and throw a few things out there. Before, you know what? I'm itching to do this, but before we get into the Kennedy assassination, I've got to say this. We'll go over this real quick, like. Because we're going to try to do a better job on the Kennedy assassination. We have an old DEA agent buddy who he hadn't been in a long time. We may try to get him to get in, me and old Ben, maybe next week or when we come back from the break. Here is an article from the Times of Israel. And I'm so proud of Vladimir Putin. It says, Putin says Jews are tearing Russian Orthodox Church apart. That's what the Jews say. From Times of Israel. It says, it continues, comments made during press conference echo Soviet-era anti-Semitism under Stalin, when the Kremlin persecuted Jews and accused them of being ruthless cosmopolitans. I would call more than that. I'd like to refresh those Jews' memory. it was the damn communist. It was the Soviet Union who helped put your ass up in where you are in Israel. You're the one that supplied, the communists supplied the Jews with all, most of the weapons they got there. The Germans, under the transfer agreement, gave them all kinds of machinery of it, and money of every kind. Anyway, the article continues. President, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday used anti-Semitic rhetoric during his lengthy end-of-the-year press conference, accusing people, including ethnic Jews, of tearing apart the Russian Orthodox Church, just like they're doing here in the United States, tearing our churches apart. It says, during the conference, the press conference, Putin was asked about punitive measures some countries have taken against the Russian Orthodox Church in the wake of the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Anyway, the Council of Europe recently labeled a church, the Russian Orthodox Church. Get this, the Council of Europe. You think they might run be run by Jews? The Council of Europe recently labeled the church as a propaganda tool of the Kremlin. And I would say any Christian church would probably be that, that wasn't infiltrated by the Jews. It wasn't a sellout like the Southern Baptist and others, the United Methodist. They would be probably considered a propaganda tool for Putin and for Christians, for God's sakes. It goes on and says, these people are attacking our church. They are not atheists, said Putin. They are absolutely faithless people, godless people. Well, ethnically, many of them are Jews, he says. But you haven't seen them visit any synagogue. Goes on down. Mm-hmm. After adding that the alleged opponents of the church were also neither Orthodox Christian nor Muslim, he added, these are people without kin or memory, with no roots. They don't cherish what we cherish. He's getting to the crux, people. He's so right. They don't, I'll read that again, they don't cherish what we cherish and the majority of Ukrainian people cherish as well. Critics of Putin decried the statement as anti-Semitic, noting parallels to the Soviet state anti-Semitism under Stalin, when he supposedly persecuted the Jews. All right, they get this big-time rabbi down here. He says, this is just one example of his regime's explicit and virulent anti-Semitism. It goes on down here quite a ways, but I'll see if I can get to further down here. He says, as a representative of Jewish communities across Europe and someone who has been forced to flee my home and community in Moscow, I call on Europe and the free world to unequivocally condemn President Putin's dangerous propaganda. Anyway, I won't finish the article because it's pretty long, but in a nutshell, he pretty much, Putin accuses them of being anti-Christian, of being filthy purveyors of homosexual lifestyle. And he, not in this particular article, but I know he's done it before. He says that they, you know, that they are heavy duty. They were heavy into like this slave sex trafficking, all kind of stuff like that. That they work against Christianity. That they always try to subvert the standing government in any country they go into. Oh no, no. In other words, he's very true. He's 100% right there. Anyway, Ben, I think Putin, I tell you what, from what I see, I would much rather have him of anybody I know that we've had in the White House here since probably since my lifetime. And as sure,
oh, definitely.
And most especially Trump, you know, Trump ain't nothing but bought and sold about the Jews. So what do you have? What's your take on that, man?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is Hitler in 1933. I mean, what was the book that Hitler burnt during the beginning stages of World War II? He was burning all the faggot communist literature. And,
yes, he was.
You know, Putin's doing the same thing. He's cleaning house at this point. And I think with what you've just discussed that, you know, he's working his way down the road with the same, I guess, lack of better words, tactics and methods that Hitler used.
Yes,
maybe less aggressive, but I've seen several videos of what happens in Russia when the left tries to have gay pride protests. I don't think the Russian military police take too kindly to them. They tend to get smashed on their face quite quick.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. And you know, I was listening to a fellow what was his name? I should have sent the article to me. I listened to this long. This connects together with what we're talking about. He wrote the one that wrote the book and produced a video called the Committee of 300. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking into that here the last couple of days. I never paid much attention to it. I remember talking to CW about this a while back, and CW said he did have the book, he was reading it, but he said he stopped reading it because it was too depressing and too scary. But this fellow, believe it or not, people, this story, this about the Committee of 300, has a bearing on who we're talking about the Kennedy assassination. If I don't get too far afield, you know, they being the Committee of 300, starting back in like the early 1700s, they were from Britain. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that the guy who wrote the Committee of 300 failed to mention, at least he might during the book, because it's a very long book, he never mentioned who runs the Committee of 300. He talked about the Club of Rome, the Freemasons, people like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't the Committee of 300 tied in with the Knights Templar and Freemasonry?
I think you're right on the money. But nowadays, I would say I'd like to get that book. But anyway, fast forwarding, what this fellow said, what the hell was his name? The guy, during the break, I'll look up to forget the guy's name. He wrote the book, The Committee of 300. He said that, whether it's true or not, that MI6 was the first counterintelligence, whatever you want to call it, the first one of its kind in modern times. He said that they were the ones that set up the CIA, and they set up the Mossad. That's what he's alleging. They set up all these organizations. Keep in mind, he said, the CIA. You can bet both gonads that all these organizations, if he's true, if he's telling right, they probably run every one of them at the top hierarchy by Jews. And this fellow,
including all the alphabet organizations like the ATF and the FBI and all those organizations, they're all run by the same people too.
Amen, brother. If you don't think the Jews don't control them, try to do something as a Christian. Put bumper stickers on your cars that says "No, don't tread on me," and travel throughout the states. And I'm not saying you'll get harassed every time. But you're pretty much at risk of being pulled over by cops and harassed and stuff like that. Anyway.
Maybe not so much in the deep south, but anything north of the OG Mason-Dixon line, you're definitely going to get a hard time.
Yes. Well, this fellow here, he alleges, he says that the CIA definitely, without a doubt, was the ones responsible for assassinating JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh, definitely. And I lean more towards the theory of a two-shot or two-shooter scenario compared to, like, just, you know, one shooter in a building, you know. It don't work, you know. Matter flying in the wrong direction of impact, it just... Science doesn't add up.
You know, this is an aside. I've been down at Dealey Plaza in Texas years ago. Mm-hmm. And to this day, it still has kind of like an aura there. I get a weird feeling. Maybe probably because I lived through it and saw what happened. Mm-hmm. But anyway, folks, I'll get us back on trail if I can, back on the rails when we come back after this break right here. Boy, time always flies fast. Be right back, folks.
Pfft. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Offer. Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has a wish list for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials investigating that deadly Texas collision between a Union Pacific train and a tractor-trailer rig. NTSB trying to determine why the truck had stopped on the tracks. Two employees in the railroad were killed in that accident. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. This past week, California declaring a state of emergency in response to the spread of the bird flu virus among dairy cattle in that state. Correspondent Sarah Granville has more.
California has become the epicenter of new bird flu infections. As the nation's largest dairy-producing state, it accounts for 75% of cattle cases and over half of the 61 confirmed human cases nationwide. Though health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, Governor Newsom's proclamation allows federal and state agencies to work together to monitor and test for new cases. The move comes after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported the country's first case of severe illness in a person in Louisiana.
CDC says more than 60 people in 8 states have been infected with bird flu, mostly mild illnesses. Wall Street Friday, solid gains across the board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant.
Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in, just in case you're just now joining in. Today, we were trying to honor JFK. We're trying to talk about his assassination. It was, I believe it was November the 22nd, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 1963. But we start off by reading an article about Vladimir Putin. It was a negative article published for the Times of Israel, of all places. And who would think they would ever, throw dookie on Vladimir Putin? I'm sure he's their favorite person. But anyway, now we've shifted in gears, and we're talking about the JFK assassination. And I have a bunch of articles here, but we're going to try to tie it all together. We're always making promises that we never get to do because so many other things come up. I would like to do at least the two-hour thing on the JFK assassination because, I tell you what, in my opinion, I lived through it. I saw it. In my opinion, I don't think that the United States has ever been the same. The day after JFK was assassinated, that day, it was not the same country it was. In other words, it was the United States of America on November the 21st. Was not the same nation by the evening of November the 22nd in 1963. What they did, and I agree with several other authors, including, and even Rich Hamlin talked about this one time, I remember. He made a comment about it. What you see, when I say the deep state, the CIA, they brutally assassinated an American president in broad daylight. And people, they could have gotten rid of him in a lot of ways. They could have poisoned him. These people, the CIA, the NSA, they can make it look like you've had a heart attack. They could have killed him, and it wouldn't have been so much in your face. But the reason, and I go along with the theory why they did this, I think they blew the president's brains out in broad daylight with every camera in the world on him. So every succeeding president thereafter, every United States senator and congressman and even governor would have that in the back of their mind if they tried to buck the Jew. And I don't care if it's the CIA, the NSA, MI6, the Mossad. I subscribe to the theory, Ben, that all these organizations are under the control of the Jew. And what they do, everything they do always benefits the Jew in Israel. So that's what I think, Ben. Now, Ben, if you will, I don't want to hog this whole thing. Chime in and let me know what you think. Some of your ideas.
I agree 100%. And I was looking back through the notes I had from earlier. During the break, we were talking about, the different ties of the groups that could have possibly been involved with assassinating. And was looking at the option that, the mob had some ties in there. The gentleman's name I was looking for was Carlos Marcelo.
Oh, yeah. He was out of New Orleans.
Yeah. So he was tied up as a possibility involved with that. And then, of course, there was Jack Ruby, who was a hitman for the mafia, who killed Oswald. So I'm kind of wondering, this is just, my brain wandering down a rabbit hole. Could have Jack Ruby been a cleanup guy for Carlos, cleaning up, you know, the loose ends of Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes, you know, there was a lady, I tried to pull the article up. By the way, I'm so proud of God. I might be a little distracted. I have my brand new laptop my wife gave me for an early Christmas present. It's sitting over here. I have one laptop, and the only time I turn it on and off once a week on Saturday to do the show, to do a broadcast. It never does anything else. But I got this article pulled up, and there was a movie coming out, and this I didn't want to pull this article up, but this is the one that I pulled up. It was a lady named Dorothy Kilgallen. She was a very famous reporter. She was on other, I think, TV shows like What's My Line, things like that. But she, if going from, I was reading this article. I don't see right now. I'm not going to go to the trouble of pulling through it and read another article. But she was the only woman reporter to ever go and interview any of these people. I believe she interviewed Oswald before he was killed. I'm not. I have to go back from and check into that. She's the only one that did that. And listen, she came out and she very strongly, vehemently said that Oswald was a patsy. He was not the one to shoot JFK.
Oh yeah.
She said that. Go ahead.
You know, if you look at Oswald's history, and like we talked during the break, you know, he had tried to denounce his American citizenship and move to Russia. And had a mental breakdown in Russia so that he could try to gain asylum via psychiatric hospital. He was a major. I mean, he'd been in and out of different communist countries multiple times and was a major communist supporter. And, you know, you start looking at, you know, the Cold War brewing. You got him running back and forth between communist countries. It makes him a perfect face, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
that shot was very feasible, but if you also look, you know, the possibility of somebody there where they call it the knoll or the hill.
Yeah.
That's only a 40-yard shot from the hill to where Kennedy was assassinated, you know, compared to what they say was it 140 something yards from the window to where Kennedy was at. Now, don't get me wrong, a bolt action World War II rifle is very capable of making a 200 yard shot, even with iron sights, with someone who has basic rifle knowledge or ex-military. But, you know, there's just a lot of things that don't make sense. You know, the fact that, you know, once evidence from, you know, so they took Kennedy to the hospital there, and it turned into a fight over who got to do the autopsy before they took him. Was it back in Maryland? Was it Maryland or Virginia where they took Kennedy back
probably,
for the final autopsy?
That's a good question. Was it Bethesda Naval Hospital or was it Walter Reed? That's a good question.
I think it was Bethesda. But either way, what I was studying up on earlier was the fact that the original autopsy was lost and not kept up with. Then they did the second autopsy, and it had errors in it because there were different things that had gone missing during transport. And after all the autopsy goes through, they went back to do some re-examining, and the brain and some other matters had just vanished. There was a stainless steel container that contained his brains. And sorry if this is too gruesome for some of you listeners, but, you know, somebody stole it. I mean, it just disappeared. So, you know, you take a gunshot victim to the head of one or more shots possibly, and you're trying to investigate it, and then poof, the evidence disappears. That's very much scratch your head material there.
Yes, I'll tell you. It was right off the bat. You know, by the way, another side for I've been to Parkland Memorial Hospital. In fact, I interviewed for a job down there. I wasn't out of nursing school that long, and they have, well, they had a fabulous place. Well, we have one trauma center here in Memphis. I was very proud to be trained in the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center, but we just have one trauma center. Now, we do have a what they call a big burn center that finally became the trauma center. Trauma ICU was no longer the crown, the jewel in the crown. It became the burn center, became the crown jewel. But anyway, they have at Parkland, if I remember, they had like five different trauma hospitals all hooked into one. They have an ENT, orthopedic, you name it. They kind of look down on me being an old Memphis, University of Memphis grad and Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center trained, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I went down there, and, you know, once again, I could feel almost that maybe it's just because they're kind of halfway mystical, but I could feel a lot of stuff. I cannot believe, I was getting ready to talk, so here's that music again. Golly, I can't believe we're going to the last segment. Be right back, folks.
And it was the...
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I swear it just seems like we've been on the air 10 minutes. I mean, maybe it's because I'm meandering, go about too many rabbit trails. In fact, I'm watching a little bit. I got it muted. I'm watching an audio right now about JFK giving one of his speeches. But it's very emotional to me. I lived through that time. When JFK was assassinated, just to kind of recoup before we go back to Ben, I'm just going to kind of recoup and kind of put this in a nutshell of what it's about. Here's what it's about. November the 22nd, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 1963, the deep state, the officer corps, the devil's officer corps, a.k.a. the Jew, they murdered in a brutal form, assassinated our leader, that, like him or not. I know he was a Catholic, he was a Democrat, but the Democrats weren't Satanists then like they are now.
No.
They were not. As a matter of fact, they were the party of white men. Back. It's totally reversed. But anyway, the point is, what the Democrats are where some of the Republicans think they are now as far as race and social matters and things. But here's the thing. They being the Jew-controlled deep state, they had our president murdered in a brutal fashion. This is the recoup, to repeat what I said, in order to show us, we the little people, that we don't take orders. They think that we don't take no orders from no stinking president. They run him like an iron fist. And if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, if he gets out of line, they're going to blow his head off. And it's happened more than once in this country. But that's who did it. And who did it? The deep state. And before I go back to Ben, I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of myself. I'm going to name the solution before the program broadcast ends, before this hour ends. Here's the solution. Here's what we do to the deep state. We have to beat them at their own game. We have to quote that Satanist Winston Churchill, he's talking about the Germans. He said, we have to exceed the Hun at their savagery and their ability. We have to exceed the savagery and the viciousness of the deep state. We the people, we're not going to be able to depend on any politician getting in office. They're all, every damn one of them, bought and paid for, suit Trump. Trump ain't nothing but, I mean, it might as well have been Benjamin Netanyahu who's getting elected as Trump. I swear to God, he's out Jewing Netanyahu. So he's not going to do it. It's going to have to be we the people. This government we have in place right now is not going to do it. This government we have has got to be completely taken down one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me how we get down, as long as it goes down. And we have to specifically focus on getting rid of the so-called deep state. I'm going to shut the hell up in just a minute. But there's not one senator and not one congressman in Washington, D.C., that ever does anything without them. They're looking over their shoulder at the Jew-controlled deep state. And they know if they get out of line, the best thing that can happen to them is they will lose their next election bid, that the Jews will get rid of them. The worst thing, they'll pull a JFK on them. They'll kill them. That's it. So we have to get rid of them, son of the bitches. We have to get in mass. If we have to get in mass, and it has to be a violent in the streets with our pitchforks and our shovels and march on that D.C. and everywhere there's a deep state office, CIA, the NSA, their branch offices, whatever. We have to march in there, and we have to take care of business. We have to get rid of them people. Yeah. If we don't, they're going to get rid of us. They've all damn near got rid of us anyway through immigration, all kinds of stuff like that. Back to you, Ben.
I can't agree more with what you're saying. And you know, jumping back just to kind of recap a little bit on the assassination, I was just doing a little bit of searching, and you know, looking at you saying something about the him being a Democrat. Well, anyone that knows their history, in 63, anyone who was a Democrat pretty much has modern day conservative Republican ideals. It wasn't until after 64 when the Democrats and the Republicans kind of switched political sides with the race riots and all that garbage going on in the
civil rights stuff.
Yeah, civil rights movements is when, you know, the whole switch between the 1960s Democrat Republican switch. So you might as well call him a Republican, because that was the views he stood for the most part. I mean, I wasn't alive in his period, so I can't vouch for everything, but yeah, I really agree with what you're saying right there, especially when it comes to the alphabet clubs. They're all run by the Jew.
And they have to be getting rid of. They really do. And once again, repeating myself, we, our politicians are not going to do it. They're gutless.
Nope.
Most of them in Washington, D.C., according to Inspector Jim Rothstein, said at least a third, bare minimum a third, have been compromised by the likes of Jeffrey Epstein. It's usually sex. And they're into all kinds of stuff you would not believe, but Satan worship, all kinds of stuff like that.
If you'd
like to get an excellent book, it's an excellent book called The Franklin Cover-Up, that talks about all that, by the now deceased Senator John DeCamp. I'd interviewed him a few times, and he was really a good guy. But that's what it is
for me.
Go ahead, Ben.
For me, there's only one spot I have to go to see, the truth behind the Jews, and that's John 8:44, where Christ tells them that you are of your father the devil, and you do his deeds well. He was a liar and a thief from the beginning, and so are you. That's a little paraphrase, but, that's all I have to hear to know where those people are coming from.
You nailed it, son. You absolutely nailed it. We've talked about that a lot on this program, and I'm glad you named that. And I always tell people, not that I'm this big guru, but I mean, I'm not that smart, but I do have common, discernment and wisdom that God gave me. And like you say, you just gave, that's all you need to know. And this, yep. He was in Jesus Christ. When he said that, he was looking straight in the face of the Pharisees and the scribes.
Yep.
The Sadducees.
And if you want to, this might be kind of going down a side trail, but just as a bright light for our believers in Christ out there, you can jump over to 1 Peter 2:9, where he says that we are his chosen people that he brought out of the darkness for his own purpose. And of course, that purpose was to take care of the earth and reproduce and multiply as the Abrahamic covenant. So there's the bright side. Gotta keep it on the bright level sometimes.
Oh yes, absolutely. And I think the God would want us. When I'm talking, people say, "Oh, that's violent and that's not Christian." The solutions that I'm putting forth, I don't think so. I cannot imagine a God that would expect us to sit here on our butt and allow Satan and his spawn, his officer corps, and you just named them from John 8:44, mm-hmm. to allow them to completely destroy everything he's made, to kill white children, kill, God only knows how many white children have been killed in abortion mills, but and God only knows how many white children are being killed in South Africa and other places where these blacks have completely overrun the country. And you know what? It's coming. It's not coming here. It is here. The crime control, the crime rate is just totally out of control all over the United States. My wife was just telling me that it's caused by 99% by blacks. My wife's just telling me today, mm-hmm. she was reading this news story about all these different stores that are shutting down, going out of business. There's a big, I forget mm-hmm. the name of one, is like it's a, they sell makeup and purses and things like that. Big, nationally known yeah. chain store. Their employees came in, and the boss just told them, the store just sent them a notice, hey, don't come back tomorrow. You're gone. There's no severance pay. There's no nothing because we're flat broke. And you know what? You see that in the grocery stores are folding left and right. And people, it's because they're yep. being stole blind by these niggas. They're absolutely stealing yep. them blind. And here in Memphis, Ben, if you get caught, Stephen, you even got, there's even a case, this nigg was brought into court here in Memphis, Tennessee, and he was released on his own recognizance. They don't put him in jail. And the excuse is for the prosecutor in the legal system here in Memphis is because the justice system is racist. Blacks cannot afford, they don't have the money to post bail like white people do, so they're not going to send them to jail. I mean, that's that simple. Consequently, we see the country just being torn to hell. But go back yep. to you, man. Back to you. We got about enough.
I just can't throw a quick blurt more of scripture in there, just kind of emphasizing the point that I was making earlier without blatantly saying it, and that is, what was Moses told to have the children of Israel do, or was it Aaron, when they were entering the land of Canaan? Don't spare a thing. Kill them all.
That's one of my mottos, people that say, Christ is love, God is love. Well, he is, but you know what? They forgot to read that part in the Bible, too. Well, Ben, don't go anywhere. If you want to, hang on a little bit. We're going to bring Sister Braveheart Monica Schaefer on when we come back from this break. She's coming on the second hour. If you want to, you can hang around.
Yes, sir. I can hang around for a little bit of it.
All righty. Well, people, we're transitioning to the second hour right now. We're going to pick up Sister Monica Schaefer, Sister Braveheart. And I forgot to mention earlier, the Bitter Ender is going to be back on third hour doing his Confederate history thing again. So be right back, folks. Get you some coffee, a 5-minute break.